They are good boys, and they love each other, but they are hardly settled on their backs when one cries out,
"Hitch along!"
"I won't," bluntly replies the other.
"Aw, Bill's got more'n half the bed,"
cries the first.
"Hain't neither, Ma,"
replies Bill. There is a moment of silence, and then the first exclaims,
"Get your feet off'n me. They ain't touching you,"
is the answer.
"Yes, they be, and you're on my pillar, too." "Oh, my stars, what a whopper. You'll never go to heaven."
The mother looks into the bedroom and kindly says, "Come, children, be good, and don't make your mother any trouble."
"Well,"
replies the youngest,
"if Bill tell me a bear story, I'll go to sleep."
The mother withdraws, and Bill starts out.
"Well, you know, there was an old bear who lived in a cave. He was a big black bear. He had eyes like coals of fire, you know. And when he looked at a feller, he..."
"Ma, Bill's scaring me,"
yells Henry, sitting on end.
"Oh, Ma, that's the awfulest story you ever heard,"
replies Bill.
"Hitch along, I say,"
exclaims Henry.
"I am along," replies Bill. "Get your knee out in my back. Hain't anywhere near ye. Give me some bedclothes. You got more than half now.
Come, children, do be good and go to sleep,"
says Mother, entering the room and arranging the bedclothes. They doze off after a few muttered words to preserve the peace until morning, and it is popularly supposed that an angel sits on each bedpost to sentinel either curly head during the long, dark hours.
"Oh, hum," yawns Bill.
"Oh, hum,"
yawns Henry. It is morning, and they crawl out of bed. After 4 or 5 efforts, they get into their pants and then reach out for their stockings.
"I know I put mine right down here by this bed,"
exclaims Bill.
"And I put mine right there by the end of the bureau,"
adds Henry. They wander around, growling and jawing, and the mother finally finds the stockings. Then comes the jackets. They are positive that they hung them on the hooks and boldly charge that some maliciously wicked person moved them. And so it goes until each one is finally dressed, washed, and ready for breakfast. And the mother feels such a burden off her mind that she can endure what follows after leaving the table. A good half hour's hunt for their hats, which they positively hung up, but which were at last found under some bed or stowed away behind the wood box. The end.